بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is a point of benefit regarding the sunnah in relation to the fard. It falls under three categories. First category are the regular sunan, and they are the 12 known regular sunan. And there are two before the fard of fajr, four before dhuhr, and two after dhuhr, two after maghrib, and two after isha. These are the regular sunan preserved by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their performance, in their times, as mentioned earlier, two before fard of fajr, four before dhuhr, and two after maghrib, and two after isha. Now, these are the first, these are of the first category. The second category, the sunnah that are asserted but not regular. Like the two rak'ah before maghrib. You understand? This is the second type. Your second category. The third category, unasserted, performed occasionally, and they are the four before Asr. And four after Isha, if the hadith related to them, we consider it to be authentic. If the hadith related to them is authentic, then four after Isha. So this is the category of the sunan with respect to the fard prayers. Is that clear? Now, question. What about the timing of the regular sunnah? Now, the time for the sunnah that precedes the fard begins from the commencement of time for the particular salah until the performance of the fard. Is that clear? This is called as-sunnah al-qabliyyah, the preceding sunnah. Is that clear? Its time begins from the commencement of the time of the particular salah until the performance of the fard. This is known as as-sunnah al-qabliyyah. Now, the second one is, what about as-sunnah al-ba'diyya, the sunnah that's to be performed after the fard, al-ba'diyya. Its time begins following the performance of the fard until the time of the particular salah ends. Now, so is that clear now, alhamdulillah? Is that clear on this? With respect to as-sunnah al-ba'diyyah. As-sunnah al-ba'diyyah and as-sunnah al-qabliyyah. Clear? طيب. Now, as-sunnah al-ba'diyyah, this is the sunnah performed after the fard.
like the two rak'ah after the dhuhr. Okay. In general, the sunan of salah are of four types. In general, the sunan of salah are of four types. Those that are restricted to the fard, and they are the regular ones. They are the regular ones. Clear? Al-rawatib. They are known as al-rawatib. Try to understand this, and inshallah ta'ala, pick it up. Write it down. Those restricted to the fard, these are the regular ones. The second, those restricted to a cause. Those restricted to a cause. Like, for example, tahiyyat al-masjid, upon entering the mosque, offering two rak'ah. Clear? Those restricted to a cause. The third type, those restricted to a time. Those restricted to a time. To zaman, ila zaman. Or bi zaman. Like the sunnah of duha. The sunnah of the duha. And salat al-witr. The witr, prayer, at night. Okay? You understand? The fourth is the general, unrestricted, nafil, optional. The optional type. Now, the nawafil, the nafil, are some of them jama'ah, can be performed in jama'ah. Some of the nawafil of the nafil can be performed in congregation, right? Like taraweeh, istisqa, prayer asking Allah for rain. The second is of the type where no jama'ah is legal for it. No jama'ah is legalized regarding it. Like the night prayer. The night prayer, in general, there is no legalization that it's to be performed in congregation. However, if performed in congregation occasionally, then there is no harm. Occasionally. Now, the benefits of the voluntary prayers. The benefits. We know that in the obligatory worship, if you examine them, you will find that obligatory worship, there is a kind which is voluntary that goes with it, or of its nature. This is due to wisdoms. There is wisdom behind this. First wisdom is, the voluntary prayers compensate for defects done in the obligatory ones. Because we are not safe from falling into defects when performing the obligatory fard. This is one wisdom. The second, it increases by performing them, the person draws nearer to Allah, because these are acts of worship. The person draws nearer to Allah because these are acts of worship. And we know that in the hadith of Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and my slave continues to draw nearer to me by performing the nawafil until I love him. Until I love him. The third, it's a cause for the increase of faith, because they are acts of worship. Fourthly, having them legalized, being legalized, they close the door against, meaning they prevent against the initiation of innovations. Because, you know, man naturally, by his fitrah, the believer, loves to draw near to Allah. If they were not legalized, then the person may initiate acts of worship that are innovated in order to draw near to Allah. Is this clear? Is this clear? And fifthly, they train the self to perform the fard. Yes. And sixthly, they provide a place, or they provide a competition for good amongst the believers. So they incite good. Incite that which is good. These are some of the wisdoms behind the voluntary acts of worship. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.